This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue with Surah Noon والقلم. This is lecture number 2 بإذن الله تعالى. We are still going over the initial verses, the first 5 to 6 verses of the surah. The scholars, they named certain sciences for a person to understand the Quran that you must know. They call it ulumul Quran, the sciences of the Quran. Certain sciences that you must have a good command of in order to explain or understand the Quran. And one of these sciences is ilmu sirah, sirah nabawiyyah, the sirah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why the sirah is important in order for you to understand the Quran? لأن تنزيل القرآن, the descendants of the Quran is different to the descendants of all the previous books. All the previous books were revealed all at once. موسى عليه السلام brought all of the Torah at one time to Bani Israel. الإنجيل was revealed all at once. But the Quran was revealed in 23 years. And a lot of times, the revelation happens because of something that takes place in the ground. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers explanation for the Muslims at the time. The ideal example that we have right here, the context of Surah Noon wal Qalam. It is very important to know that Surah Noon wal Qalam is the third surah revealed in the Quran. Number three out of the sequence of the revealed chapters. The first chapter is Iqra. The second is Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa'andir. The third is Noon Wal Qalam. Now why? What is the purpose of that revelation? One of the first accusations the disbelievers accused the Messenger of Allah with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is crazy. He's a madman. He's insane. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing these verses to defend the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is taking an oath. Taking an oath on what? On one of the letters of the Quran. And for your information also, Noon wal Qalam is the first chapter that started with revealed from the chapters which start with letters. Yani the first letter revealed in the opening of a chapter is Noon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on a letter called Noon. والقلم وما يسطرون by Noon, by the letter Noon. وذكرنا يا إخوة, and we mentioned in the previous introductory lecture to Surah Al-Qalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is entitled to take oath on anything that He wants. يقسم بأي شيء. لماذا? Why? Because He what? He what? He created it. But you and me, the only one that we can take oath on is who? Is Allah. Why, ya ikhwa? Because oath is a form of glorification, exaltation. You know, when you say, by my mother, some Muslims, they say that, wum, you hate ummi. You're really exalting what? La. The only one who is to be exalted is who? Allah, by us. وده شرك أصغر. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Whoever takes oath on anything other than Allah, he has committed shirk. But the scholars agree that this is a minor shirk. فلوك, Allah took an oath on two things, the letter Noon and the pen. The pen, ya ikhwa, Allah is taking an oath on the pen. You know the pen, right? Al-Qalam. Just to show you the importance of knowledge in Islam. The first word revealed in the Mus'haf is what? Read. And here is the third chapter. Allah is taking an oath on what? On writing. What qalam are we talking about? The scholars attributed the pen here to three. Qalam al-taqdeer, the qalam, the pen with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote our qadr, our predestination. Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi as-sama'i wal ard. Can't you see that Allah knows what's in the heavens and what's in the earth? Inna dhalika fi kitab. Everything is written in a book. The second meaning of the pen is the pen the angels have on our shoulders. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ huh? كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. There are two angels, one on the right shoulder writes your hasanat, good deeds, and one on the left shoulder writes the bad deeds. وَيَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, this book will be handed over. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Or the pen that you're using to write with. That's the three. Our regular pens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath in two things. Unnoon wal qalami. And that which they write with, they inscribe. Now, to do what? To establish three facts. Look at this now. Number one, to refute their allegation. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. You're not crazy. You are not, by the favor of your Lord, a madman. You're not. You're not crazy, O Messenger of Allah. Allah, Allah, ya ikhwa, is defending whom? He's defending his messenger. ولذلك إنا كفيناك المستهزئين. سبحان الله. Anyone who actually has that courage to defame the messenger of Allah, Allah will take care of him. This is number one. So Allah has taken an oath on Noon wal Qalam to establish two what? Two facts. That he is not a madman. Two. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. And for your da'wah, for your work, you're going to have an interrupted reward. What does it mean, an interrupted reward? Unstopped, يعني, always. How? The salah that we made all tonight, it's in the scale of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lecture that I'm giving right now is in the scale of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I shared with you the story of this brother in Medina. One time he approached me, we were performing Umrah, and he came to me and said, Sheikh, I really want to do something for the messenger of Allah. I love him so much. I love him so dearly, and I want to do something for him. You know, sir. I said, all of you is going to be on the scale of the messenger of Allah. The hajj that you're making, the umrah that you're making. Why? Because anyone, ya ikhwa, who invites people to do good, when they do it, you get what? With that, they say what? Addallu ala al-khayri kafa'ili. The one who directs people to do good as if he did it, he receives the reward. And this is what is meant by what? For what you're going through and taking these allegations, these accusations of being a madman, of being insane, be patient, be patient, because you're going to have what? Tremendous reward that will not stop. ولذلك يا إخوة كل الأمة, all of the ummah will come on the scale of Rasulullah in the day of judgment. تكون في ميزان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. We come to the outstanding, I call it. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have the best moral character. You are on the best moral character that a person can be. الخلق يا إخوة, the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his selling point for his da'wah. And for us to do the same, to follow his footsteps, this is the component that is missing in our da'wah. It's very unfortunate, يعني, to say that. Alhamdulillah, in the ummah, we have a lot of people who pray, a lot of people who, alhamdulillah, people are still performing the rituals, يعني شعائر الدين الظاهرة, يعني the apparent rituals of Islam is there. Islam is there. You see people praying, fasting, but a lot of Muslims, unfortunately, they fail to see the connection between your moral character and what you believe. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected the two very closely. In his speeches, he did not separate the two at all. At all. Look at this hadith. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. What do you consider the belief in Allah and the hereafter? Iman, right? Believe, right? Believe matters. We call it aqidah. We call it what? Aqidah. ما هو العقيدة أي الإيمان؟ Aqidah that you believe in Allah and the hereafter. That's part of your aqidah. The six articles of iman. The belief in Allah, believe in the angels, the books, the messengers, the day of judgment, the qadr. So whoever believes in Allah in the hereafter, this is aqidah. Let him speak good or be silent. Is that character or what? You saying something good or being silent, isn't that a character? So you see the connection between the two? مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Whoever believes in Allah and the hereafter, فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ Don't harm your neighbor. Having a good character with your neighbor. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَ If you believe in Allah and the hereafter, be generous to who? To your guests. طب شوف هذا الحديث المشهور الإيمان بضع وسبعون وفي لفظ بضع وستون شعبة faith اللي هو الإيمان عقيدة ما هو توحيد إيمان عقيدة faith all of these are what the إيمانيات part of the look الإيمان is how many branches 71 branches In another wording, 60 something, not one, 60 something. 67, 65. The highest of them is what? The highest branch is what? La ilaha illallah. And the lowest, a character, which is what? That you remove a harmful object from the street. You see a glass? In the ground, you put it on the side. طب شوف هذه. والحياء شعبة من شعب الإيمان. حياء. What is حياء? Is a character. What is حياء? That you feel ashamed when you do something wrong. يعني. You feel the disgrace when, man, I shouldn't be doing this. You know, that's not right. There is, again, I'm trying to establish for you what, and by the way, The scholars from the three brave generations, pay attention to this. This is very important stuff. When they used to author books on the subject of moral character, they always used to add it to the section of the aqidah. Like they would teach aqidah and character at the same time. They always connect the two together. They tell you why. Why? Because the only way for you to make your beliefs apparent to the people is through what? Through what? Let me assume that you have the best tawheedic. You are on the best tawheed. What is going to get that tawheed out? What? Otherwise it's going to be dead. It's going to be just you and your tawheed. Why do we hear Muslims now, Muslims making that statement? A lot of Muslims, they make that statement and they don't know the heinousness of this. I don't know if this is proper English, that heinousness business, but if I'd rather deal with a Christian and a Jew than a Muslim. Don't you hear that? Don't you hear that? So, here is a Christian and a Jew, their aqidah, whether it is right or wrong, that's beside the point, but we know what it is. But their aqidah became what? It came out to the front because of what? Because of what? Why would he rather deal with Christian Jews than Muslims? Because of what? They are honest, they are trustworthy. They don't cheat, they don't lie. But the one, even though I have an issue with that statement, shouldn't be saying that. He should not be saying that. But this is again another what? But yani, in that context, so I don't want you to travel with this. Like there is a link between what you believe and your character. Sometimes you may find somebody who has the best character, but he is not on the proper iman. On the proper belief, it happens. This doesn't give him legitimacy that he's right. La. You know, they tell you there is one character that if you have, it makes you the best, even if you have some shortcomings here and there. And if you have it, people love you. Yani you may have some shortcomings here and there, but people love you because you have this character. You know what character I'm talking about? What? What? Karam. People love Al-Kareem. The person who gives. People love him. Yani he may be, he goes crazy every now and then. You know, but he's... Sibu. Leave him. Hit me. Because of his what? His generosity. طب شوف عائشة رضي الله عنها one day والحديث صحيح الإمام مسلم والبخاري asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله أو messenger of Allah ما يفعل الله بعبد الله بن جدعان. There was a man in Jahiliyyah called Abdullah ibn Jud'an. So Aisha is asking the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah will do with Abdullah ibn Jud'an? He used to be so generous. By the way, Abdullah ibn Jud'an, ya ikhwah, he used some years to feed all the hujjaj. The people who come to perform hajj in Mecca, he would tell them, your lodging, your accommodation, your food is on me. This is how generous he was. But look at that generosity. Look at the character of generosity here. The best. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha? Huwa min ahli an-nar. He's a dweller of what? Of hell. Why? لم يقل يوما رب اغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين. He doesn't basically believe in the hereafter. He did not say, oh Allah forgive me in the day of judgment, because he doesn't believe in it to begin with. وعدي بن حاتم الطائي, يعني there is a man in the Arabia, if you wanna, إذا أردت أن تضرب المثل بالكرم في الكرم فبحاتم. يعني if you wanna use, ولذلك يقول لك إيه, وكرم حاتم. If you wanna give an example of someone who is generous, you say, and the generosity of حاتم. You wanna يعني give somebody an idea what generosity is. You tell him the generosity of who? حاتم الطائي. عدي, his son, came and he accepted Islam. And he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, ما يفعل الله بأبي؟ What Allah will do with my father? He used to do this and this and this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya Adi, O Adi, your father wanted something and he got it. He wanted what? The name. And he got it. The fame, yeah. Yes, we you may praise people with good character, and unfortunately now we get Muslims who become very skeptical once they come into, they tell you Mother Teresa, now Angelina Jolie is coming in the picture, I don't know who else is going to come, and you know they do this and that and that. What? You want to tell me? Listen, khuluq and religion and belief, that's what will save you. You can't have a split between the two. You can't. You have to be on tawheed. فالخلق, yes, it's connected with what? With what you believe. And this is why the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the three praised generations never separated the two. Ya ikhwa, I always give this example. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. He was living in Ghifar, far away from Mecca. Abu Dharr, by the way, is one of the few companions who never worshipped idols. He always worshipped Allah according to the millah of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam. Imagine, he heard that there is a man in Mecca who claims to be a messenger. Now I'm just giving you his state of mind at the time. Yeah. A man who claims to be a messenger, a prophet in Mecca. He doesn't know whether he is credible or not. He doesn't know him. He sent his brother Unais to Mecca, Ya Unais, اذهب فأتني بخبر الرجل. Go and get me the final word on this man. Unais, by the way, went to Mecca. He spent up to 10 days there. His eyes on the Messenger of Allah like surveillance, watching him. Rasulullah doesn't know who's watching him, right? You don't know who's watching you. Especially if you're out there presenting yourself as a Muslim. You're having Samtul Muslimin. You look like a Muslim. No one can mistake you for a Muslim. You don't know, Allah ya ikhwa, you don't know who's watching you. Sometimes I would be walking at the airport, wallah, and I look and I see like 3-4 people are just looking at you like this. Imagine you being watched in a way that you don't know who's watching you. That's why, ya ikhwa, a Muslim is a moving da'wah project. A moving, you know. We were going today to buy some of these removable ACs for the sisters. And you know, and I just, subhanAllah, you move the AC every place, you know. Likewise, the Muslim. Wherever you go. This is if you're not hiding your character. If you're not looking like Mexican or with all respect to Mexican or American or you know, but you're showing what? You're a moving da'wah project. Wherever you go. Imagine Unais went back to his brother. He submitted a report made of one sentence. You know what he said to Abi Dharr? Ya Aba Dharr, O Aba Dharr, Ra'aytu rajulan ya'muru bimakarim al-akhlaq. I saw a man who is commanding good moral character. Billahi alik, by Allah, didn't Abu Dharr see Rasul praying in the Kaaba? Or he saw all of this. But you need to understand that a non-Muslim cares less whether you pray or you fast or you prayed tahajjud last night. I mean, he does not care less about this, quite frankly. He cares about what? How do you treat him? But again, I don't want you also to downplay the ibadah. And when we say that, people say, look, why do I just have to be, you know? La, the ibadah, actually we read, the ibadah is the charge to have a good character. So for you to charge your, because you see, to have a good character is not easy. Is a lot of work. It's easy for me to sit here and say it, by the way. Brothers, be patient. Actually, it's extremely difficult. Because you end up dealing with people, Allah tests you in what? In the most sensitive areas. And you end up dealing with different people, and everybody has an agenda with you. You know, everybody is coming after you. You're being hunted, and everybody has his own strategy. And the only way for you to be able to handle this, if you charge yourself. Shuf hadi. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. The slaves of Ar-Rahman who walk on earth humbly, and when the ignorant speak to them, attack them, they say what to them? Salam. Look, why were they able to do this? The next verse. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Because last night, they prayed tahajjud. You're not... وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. Sabr is a character. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ wa. Sabr is a character. Salah is a ritual. The ritual will help you to have the character. That's what it means. ولذلك ورد في حديث صلاة الفجر that when a person goes to sleep at night, الشيطان ties 3 knots on his back neck, or you know, and he will say, sleep. If he breaks out of these knots and he prays, by the way, in reference here to al-fajr, what about tahajjud? He will like, أَصْبَحَ طَيِّبًا نَفْسِي. He will wake up in the morning with what? طَيِّبًا نَفْسِي. His nafs is what? طَيِّبًا. تلاقي كده مبتسم. السلام عليكم. Morning. How you doing? طب look at the other one. The one who's unable to untie all these knots. شوف. أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا نَفْسِ. His nafs is impure. انت عارف عندنا في مصر يقول لك ايه؟ جاي من نومي خانق دبان وشه. He's waking up in the morning, guess the first battle he's gonna fight is his wife. Where's breakfast? فين الافطار؟ عملت الافطار فين؟ Wake up the kids. خبيث بس. فالعباده اجين يا اخوه. That's all. When you charge yourselves, that's what you're gonna be during the day. With فالخلق again is very important for da'wah. Very important. يا إخوة for جنة. يعني شوف الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم giving us two examples. One about the human and one about the animals. What do you mean? A woman who is very generous, she gives a lot of sadaqah, but she is bad to her neighbors. What did he say about her? هي من أهل النار. She's a dweller of hell. Because of what? She's generous. تتصدق. She gives a lot of sadaqah. She's a dweller of hell. Look at the other side. A woman who hardly gives sadaqah because she is poor, but she is very nice to her neighbors. هي من أهل الجنة. طب animals. A woman who went to Jannah because of giving a drink to a dog. Listen, don't tell me that she loved the dog. She fell in love with the dog. And that's it. She was traveling in the desert. She accidentally met a dog. She's not going to... But she felt what? Rahma. يعني كان عندها رحمة. خلق الرحمة. The character of mercy. And look at the other side. A woman went to hell because of what? A cat. دخلت امرأة النار في هرة. حبستها. She caged the cat. لا هي أطعمتها. She caged the cat without providing for it, for food. ولا هي تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض. And she did not release the cat. She killed the cat. You see here the importance of الخلق. يعني is a key. Is a key to da'wah, a key to jannah, a key. طبعاً, a lot of the brothers don't understand why. For you, why somebody who is giving a lot of sadaqah, even though this woman is on tawheed, but we understand that she will end up in jannah later on. But what we understand here, why someone who is doing a lot of rituals, but yet they still end up in hell for having a bad character. Hadith al-Muflis explains that for you. The hadith of the bankrupt. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he asked his companions, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ? Who is the bankrupt? قَالُوا الْمُفْلِسِ مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَعَ. The bankrupt is the one who doesn't have money, cash, nor assets. The Prophet ﷺ said, the bankrupt from my ummah is someone who will come in the day of judgment with what? Salah, zakah, siyam. But what did he do? Bad character. شَتَمَ هَذَا قَذَفَ هَذَا أكل مال هذا سفك دم هذا. He killed this one. He shed the blood of this one. He insulted this one. He backbit this one. He cheated this one. All of this will be paid back to them from his hasanat. This is how also they explain the hadith. Look at this. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَبْلُغُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةِ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. A Muslim will attain the rank of someone who prays tahajjud every single night, fasts every single day. Why? How? Because he will do so little, but because of his good character, he will keep it. But the other one, he will do a lot, but he will waste it because of what? Yeah, Ramadan is approaching. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرُ وَالتَّعَبِ. There are people who fast, and all they get from their fasting is what? Hunger and thirst. There are people who pray tahajjud, قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, يعني التراويح. In Ramadan is called the taraweeh. And all they get is what? Being tired. Why? Because of their good, bad character. He is fasting, and he is what? فَإِذَا ولذلك the wasiyah came from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم after quoting the reward. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. If you're fasting, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخُبْ وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. Don't look at the opposite gender. Don't be loud. Don't be noisy. Don't harm people. يعني. وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. And you're not supposed to do it. But what if somebody does it to you? What should you say? فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. I'm fasting. I'm not going to fight you. The character is a key in all aspects, ya ikhwa, in all aspects of this deen. This is why the final messenger was sent with this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising him in the Quran. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. As a matter of fact, في مسند الإمام أحمد, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم is summing up his mission. His mission. To be what? To be what? إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَالِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to perfect the moral character of humanity. Oh, that's خبره يا إخوة. The news about him in the Torah and in Injil is like this. عطاء بن يسار, a companion, asked Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, ya ikhwa, he became so interested in reading the Bible, the Injil. He became very... So, Ata asked him, والخبر في البخاري, that story is in البخاري, Ata asked him, ما خبر الرسول في التوراة? What is told about the messenger in the Torah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine this. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa hirzan lil ummiyin. Lasta bifadhin wala ghalidhin wala sakhabin bil aswaq. You are not harsh. You're not loud. You don't make noise. You're merciful. لا تقابل السيئة بالسيئة. You don't repel or meet evil with evil. بل تعفو وتصفح. But you forgive and let go. هذا هو. وشوف the first Jewish rabbi, إخوة, who accepted Islam. His name is who? Abdullah ibn Salam. When he came, he found the people around him. He said, I looked at his face. I can tell his face is a face of a person who doesn't lie. Huh? في ناس كده تبص لها كده يعني تعرف انه ايه نصاب كذاب. You would know that he's
ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة.
But it's not a face of someone who lies. Imagine, and the first words that I heard coming out of his mouth, أيها الناس, O mankind, أفشوا السلام وصلوا الأرحام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. All of this is character, ولا لا؟ Spread peace amongst you. Feed the hunger and the people who are hungry. Uphold your kinship ties. Pray tahajjud at night. That all will help you.
Yeah.
Do you see the connection? For you to be able to do that, you need to pray. You will enter Jannah. فالشاهد يا إخوة, رب العالمين is taking an oath, وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. Look at this. فستبصر ويبصرون. Look at this verse. Indeed, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, you will see and they will see who is the crazy one, who is the mad one. That shows you that this was revealed initially at the very first beginning of da'wah. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was made to see this how many years later, ya ikhwa? 12 years, 13 years later, when he came to Mecca. I'm crazy now. I got you now. I'm crazy. I'm the crazy guy that he used to. فَسَتُبْصِرُوا وَيُبْصِرُونَ. You will see. You have to be patient now. And they will see. بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. بِأَيِّكُمْ المفتون, which of you is inflected with the devil. يعني قالوا الجنون. And above all, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. As if Allah is telling him, listen, it doesn't matter what people think of you. What matters who you are in the side of Allah. I know who is the guided one and who is the stray one. Isn't that sufficient? Don't worry about the people, ya ikhwa. Sometimes we worry about. Wallahi, if your companion is Jibreel, if you're in the business of pleasing people, making sure that every single person is happy with you, this is a bankrupt business, 100%. You're not going to do it. It's impossible that you're going to please everybody. And this is where your job is to please who? And when you please Allah, Allah will turn everybody. For Allah is telling him, Inna Rabbaka, your Lord, O Muhammad, huwa a'lamu, know best, man dalla an sabili, who is the misguided one, wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadeen. And he knows who is the guided one. But until this happens, until you see, you will see, and until they will see, I know who is on the truth and who is on the falsehood, don't compromise. فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهن فيدهنون. Don't compromise. Because ya ikhwa, the non-Muslims would love for you to leave your deen. يعني a lot of the people out there, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passed the ruling. You know what the ruling is? وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Jews and Christians will never be happy with you until you leave what? Your deen. Listen, I'm not talking about being mean to them now. Don't misinterpret my words. No. Anybody does not like to be on a different religion. We're having this debate in Egypt, which is really a crazy debate. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. One of the people who teach, make tafsir of the Quran on television, he came across the verses in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Indeed, those who say al-Masih is Allah are disbelievers. So he said, then the Christians are disbelievers. Nasara kuffar? No way. You try and divide the Muslim, the Egyptians, and what this has to do with the Egyptian or non-Egyptian? You are a kafir according to the Christians. You are. Listen, you are a Muslim, right? If you do not believe that Jesus is your savior, you're a kafir. You're 50 kafir on the top of one another. You're a disbeliever according to them. They're not only this. Ya ikhwa, I don't know if you're aware of this or not. We have Orthodox Christians and we have Catholic Christians. The Orthodox are the people who are in the Middle East. الكنيسة القبطية, the Alexandria and some parts of Palestine. And you have what? The Catholic, Europe. Paul, and it used to be the Ariana and the Pauline. Right now, everybody is doing the same thing, but they don't agree on Christmas. Christmas, according to the European Christians, is what? The 27th, something like 26th, something like that. According to the Orthodox, the 7th of January. And you know what? They are not allowed to congratulate one another, according to them. Don't congratulate them, because they are not on our deen. And they are both called what? It's like the Muslims, the so-called birthday of the Prophet, according to the Sunni, is what day? So-called, huh? What day? The 12th of what? Rabi' al-Awwal, so-called, so. طب according to the Shia, anyone knows according to the Shia, what day? We don't agree on this. The 17th of Rabi' al-Awwal. Now, listen, pay attention to this, ya ikhwa, and memorize this line. It's going to give you a break, a big break. Tolerance, showing tolerance, yani, or being tolerant, in the area of interacting with one another, not in beliefs. You don't tolerate in beliefs because, listen, you're here. You're going to fast Ramadan because you believe the only way for you to get to Jannah is this way. If you believe the other way is good, you're not going to commit to it. You're not going to commit your way. You understand? So there is no tolerance in aqaid. التسامح في المعاملات وليس في العقائد. For me to show tolerance, I will show it in what? In dealing with you. How are you doing? Good to see you. How's it going? Can I mow your grass? Can I shove your shovel or shovel your snow? Do you want to help? Can I? In dealing, we should do that. We should be nice. This, we call this what? Islam called this what? Birr. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. As long as the non-Muslim is not combatant, he's not fighting you, he's not harming you, you have to be nice to them. At least from the window of inviting them to what? Like we said a minute ago, the window of having what? A good character. But to show that you like them and you're accepted by them, you go and tolerate your beliefs, give me a break. Who said that? Who said this? The Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and a few immigrants in Abyssinia, when they're about to be dragged back to Mecca. Huh? And in Nagas, in Najashi, what do you say about Jesus? By Allah, we say about him what's in the book. He's not the son, he's not God. He is a prophet, a messenger. المداهنة يا إخوة, compromising. Because they will try to get you to compromise. ودوا, شوف how Allah worded it. ودوا لو تدهنوا
You know what tudhin means? I love the you know dihan, اللي هو ال, they call it the moisturizer, الدهن, from the fat. So you what? You do like this. Come on, just come to church for a little bit. Come on, leave. Or tudhin, you know dihan, the paint that you cover the truth with it. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا. They would love for you to compromise your deen. فَيُدْهِنُونَ. They will compromise. And didn't the kuffar, the disbelievers, come to the Prophet ﷺ and they said to him, why are we fighting? Why are we being divided? Huh? Huh? Why don't you worship our idols 1 year so you get the benefit from them? And we'll worship Allah 1 year. Huh? Didn't this happen? Allah revealed what? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ. One of the people, very funny, because I've been watching these debates on television. By the way, they stir these things up just to distract people from, you know, what is happening. And you know, that's orchestrated. They get these people occupied and busy with these talk shows. And, you know, and so they you know, they had this guy as a... coming and defending that we shouldn't be calling Christians, you know, kuffar, yani. We shouldn't be calling them unbelievers, disbelievers. Yeah. So he's saying, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. That's his point, yeah. About this, you know. Say to... I love the brother who was debating him. What is the name of this chapter? You're getting the point, some of you are not getting it. you know that, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Tell all disbelievers, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I'm not going to worship that you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ. And you're not going to worship Allah. And I'm not going to worship. You have your deen and I have my deen. So the guy is saying what? Listen, Allah said about the kuffar of Quraysh that they have a deen. Said the people of Quraysh, he said that. And then the brother said to him, what is the name of this chapter? He just, oh, okay, you got me there. It's called the Kafirun, the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the messenger, regardless, imagine, ya ikhwa, this chapter in closing, inshallah, was revealed during the weakest stage of the da'wah. The weakest stage of the da'wah. Weakest. The weakest of them all. Here is, he's telling him, I'm going to defend you. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry. I know who is guided and who is misguided. But until I show you that you are on the truth, you cannot do what? You cannot compromise. You should not compromise. We still have 10 minutes, right? Is that correct? So let's spend these 10 minutes on something here very interesting. They tell you, ya ikhwah, once it comes to interacting and dealing with non-Muslims, and again, this is the disclaimer, ya ikhwah, any non-Muslim who is not combatant, we differentiate between maqam al-da'wah, the position of da'wah, wa maqam al-jihad, and the position of jihad. Da'wah, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'idhati al-hasana. Da'wah, wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Walau kunta faddan ghaliidha al-qalbi lan faddu min hawlik. Khudh al-afwa, wa'amur bil-urf. Da'wah, be nice, be kind, be. Even if they attack you, even if da'wah. Jihad, someone who is combatant in a declared war. Someone who is fighting you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ يَلُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ وَلْيَجِدُوا فِيكُمْ غِلْضَةً. Be tough. So, we're talking here about what? مَقَامُ الْإِيهِ الدَّعْوَ. They tell you there are 4 terms here once it comes to interacting with non-Muslims.
Pay attention to this and this, because this is going to relieve you from a lot of misconceptions. The first term is called al-mawaddah. The second term is called al-musahabah. The third term is called al-mu'ayashah. The fourth term is called al-mudahana. So what was number one? Al-mawaddah. What is al-mawaddah? Hubb. The love of the heart. The only one who is entitled to this love is a believer, is a Muslim. Why? And I explained this before. Because it's impossible for it to happen with an unbeliever. Impossible. I'll show it to you in a very simple 1, 2, 3 steps. With what? With which limb do you love and resent? What? You love with what? The heart is the one that what? Man, you're in my heart. I can't. Ah. But the question here too. Do you have control over your heart? Do you? What is your name, brother? Ismail. My heart. It's the first time I see Ismail, love Ismail. Do you think I'm crazy, right? It is crazy. Because the heart what gets turned on by who? هو إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن. The hearts of the children of Adam are between two fingers of Allah. If you really want to understand this, the conversation between Aisha and Rasulullah SAW regarding Khadija. Aisha is jealous from Khadija, one of the wife of the Prophet ﷺ who passed away. She's dead. And she's alive. And the Rasul ﷺ would talk about her all the time. Why are you talking about her? When Allah has given you me. And you know what the Prophet said? Ya Aisha, O Aisha, her love was placed in my heart. I can't help it. Now, if this heart loves an un-Muslim, impossible. How in the world Allah will turn your heart to love someone who does not believe in Him? Impossible. Well, شوف هذا النفي. هذا النفي. A lot of people don't understand it. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. It's impossible to find someone who truly believes in Allah and the hereafter has any affection for someone. Listen, I'm not talking about treating them now. Be careful. I'm not talking about what? I'm not talking about dealing with them. That's a whole different issue. We have to be nice, like I said, as long as the person is not what? Combating, is not harming you. You have to be nice to them. But I'm talking about the act of the love, the act of the heart, which you have no control over. I cannot control my heart. I'm sorry. I can't. The other end of this, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Even if you resent that person, be fair and just to them. So, what's in your heart? In your heart. Because you have no control over it. But now, once it comes to dealing with them, you have to do what? You have to be fair and just and nice and polite. But the first term here, al-mawaddah, love, who's entitled to it? Well, that, well, sometimes, wallahi, we meet Muslims for the first time in our lives. It's the first time you meet the brother and you feel like, man, I love this guy. This guy, who did this? It happens actually. Sometimes it, who did this? Mu'adh, when he was in Syria, one of the predecessors said, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. It's the first time I see him. He sees him. By Allah, I love you. Don't you sometimes meet somebody and say, man, I feel like I know you for years.
Did you come through that experience sometimes that you meet somebody that you know for years? Is Allah who did this? Ibn al-Qayyim explained this so well when he addressed those who show off for the people to like them. Like, I show off in order for you what to be impressed and to like me. So Ibn al-Qayyim said to them, قَلْبُ مَنْ you're trying to capture their hearts, right? The heart of the one you're showing off for in order to get their love in the hand of the one you're disobeying. قَلْبُ مَنْ تُرَائِي بِيَدِ مَنْ عَصَيْتِ فَفُوكَسُنَ اللَّهُ Allah will turn their hearts what? وعندنا حديث جبريل يا إخوة. If when Allah loves somebody, He will call upon Jibreel. Oh Jibreel, I love so and so, love him. Then Jibreel will call upon the angels. Allah loves so and so love him. Then what? ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Then the love of that person will be placed in the hearts of the believers. The believers will love him. فَالْمَوَدَّةِ Who is entitled to it? If you have the right heart. If your heart loves others, then the problem is where? فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة That means there is a disease in the heart. Check your tawheed, check your aqeedah. The second thing is called المصاحبه. We'll finish quickly here in 3 minutes. المصاحبه. What المصاحبه? The companionship. Sometimes you may find yourself a companion with a non-Muslim mother. A companion of a non-Muslim wife. So you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the children, وَإِنْ جَاهُ who have non-Muslim mothers, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطَعْهُمَا If they do jihad in order to take you away from monotheism, from tawheed, from la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, to commit shirk, obey them not. But did the verse end? What? وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا Give them a good companionship. Be nice to them. وأسماء بنت أبي بكر Her mom was not a Muslim. She came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asking, يا رسول الله, my mother is not a Muslim. بري أمك Be nice to her. They called what? مصاحبة That you give them what? Still there, because you can't, your heart, but you have to what? You have to force yourselves to be what? Nice to them. This is what we're doing in America. Called المعايشة. That you're living amongst non-Muslims. You're not the majority of the population. Is it permissible? Subject that we can discuss until the morning. But I want to tell you something. If you're staying here at the expense of your deen, you have to do hijrah. Not necessarily out of the states. You can go to another town. You can move actually to another street. Because al-asl, one of the fundamental objectives of deen is what? Of your life is what? Is your deen. Because why did Allah create you? Why? To do what? So if you're not doing it, then your purpose is what? You lost the purpose. You lost the purpose for which you were created. You were created to worship Allah, to have deen. Now if you're not doing it, and you're living in a place where your deen is being compromised, you have to do what? But as long as you're staying in America, in Switzerland, you name it, and you're holding on to your deen, you're actually doing da'wah, welcome, stay. But make your intention to give da'wah. The fourth term, which is relevant to our subject here, al-mudahana, compromising. You cannot do this in the area of the aqidah at all. Once it comes to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you cannot compromise unless your life is threatened. So Alhamdulillah, we'll continue bi-idhnillahi ta'ala next Wednesday. We explained noon, wal qalam wa ma yasturun,
an oath on two things, to establish three facts. You're not a madman, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you will have an interrupted reward. Keep working. You're going to have a lot of reward. And you have the best character. And be patient. One day you will see, and they will see, who is the mad one, who is being inflected with the devil. بِأَيِّكُمْ الْمَفْتُونَ. And does it matter what people think about you? What matters? Who are you in the sight of Allah? إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allah knows who is the misguided and who is the guided one. فَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Don't obey them, don't compromise. We'll continue from there next lecture, inshaAllah. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.